Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Yesterday, we had a story about a gevir, a very wealthy and generous Jewish person. And today, we're going to have another story about a gevir, another very wealthy and generous Jewish person. This person was speaking with the Lubavitcher Rebbe and told him that he would like to build an entire building for one of the Chabad organizations so that he could have his name on this building. And the Rebbe said, I would rather that you take your money and use it to purchase a lot of handmade shmurah matzah that can be given out to many, 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 many Jews for Pesach, for their Seder. And so the gevir said, but Rebbe, the matzahs only last a short while. People eat them, and then they're gone. But a building, this lasts for a very long time. The Rebbe answered exactly the opposite. A mitzvah that you help somebody do, that is forever. The accomplishment of a mitzvah is forever and ever. The building only lasts a certain amount of time. When we do a mitzvah, we connect with Hashem, we fulfill Hashem's will. That is something that is so great that it's beyond time. This is my explanation of the Rebbe's words. It's beyond time. It's forever. Forever and ever, because it's a connection with Hashem, was forever and ever. A building of stone, okay, it will last a certain amount of time, eventually will fall down. And this is what the Rebbe was explaining to this gevir. It may seem at first that a mitzvah is something which you do and then it's finished. And it may seem at first that a building is something which seems to last almost forever, but really it's the opposite. The mitzvah is really what lasts forever. Connecting with Hashem, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, davening. This is a connection with Hashem which is forever. No building can last forever, except, of course, the third base of Mikdash. That will last forever because that will be a godly building in which we serve Hashem. Thank you for listening to the story of the day, for joining us. Have a wonderful day, a successful day. And hopefully you're hearing this before Pesach. It should therefore be a kosher and happy Pesach.